Mad Mods Media Machine presents the Brews with the Dudes podcast.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, no, see, that's way better. Is that like
over here?
Yeah, right, that sounds better.
There's the sweet spot.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I need to like mark
in this one, you really got to like get on the head of it, you know?
Shut up.
Yeah, it's better the further it goes into your mouth. Yeah. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Brews with the Dudes podcast. I am Jake Lindquist.
I am Donnie Allen.
And this is our new table.
Yeah.
We paid all of $20 for this fine piece of furniture.
From some fine people over in Superior.
Yeah, I gotta say, what a pleasant surprise that was. So we run over to Superior today because it was listed for $30. It's this super old school, like solid oak wood table. Yeah. It's got like, you know, where they've got it cut and like the grain goes in different directions on the table and stuff. And it's beautiful. It's octagon.
It's got two leaves if we want to have like 12 people do a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is like amazing.
That's
and
awesome.
We might have to look into doing that.
We should do
that.
A Thanksgiving podcast with both leaves and the thing just spread out.
Could
all
you
the way.
Imagine how gross that would sound in the mics?
Just if all of us eating like, turkey?
Dude, I think I'd be more worried about like the eating of mashed potatoes.
Oh,
could you imagine like the smacking sounds and the slop? It just sounded like a bunch of pigs in a muddy trough.
God, it'd be funnier than hell though.
Yeah, so we went over and we saw this lady and in the back her hubby was selling a like Honda Cruiser motorcycle, the really beautiful bike. And they have a like an old school Ford pickup.
Yeah, like a 65.
65, yep.
That was 65.
It was a 65 Ford pickup. They had, what was the other car?
They had a Rambler.
A Rambler.
And then
shit, what was it?
Was it Packard?
Packard.
It was a Packard.
Yeah, they got a Packard in a bunch of boxes.
$400 Packard.
$400 Packard. That was stripped down, and because they were doing like a, was it an auction or something
like
that?
Yeah, it was like an estate sale.
Estate sale. And it got rolled out with a bunch of other classic cars. And the dude had it in his barn or his garage, and he had stripped it because he planned on doing a full restoration on it. And so all of the chrome and all of like the little extra pieces, glass and all that kind of stuff, was sitting in boxes, kind of hidden away. And they just rolled the chassis out. That's kind of the way she had explained it, is that the chassis was sitting outside. So everybody just looked it over and thought like, oh, this is like a
pile of junk.
There's a nothing here for this car. It's not worth shit. So COVID.
Yeah, no. I got the shot.
So people just overlooked it and they got it for $400. Yeah. And then they're just like, oh, here's all the boxes of parts.
Yeah, here's the running motor that came with it. Here's all the glass, the chrome, the interior.
Here's the running straight eight that's sitting in the garage. And then apparently they ran into some other person that had another one and was like, here's an extra motor. So they've
just
got a pair of straight eights. Which is not an easy motor to find in the first place.
No.
So.
Very cool people.
Awesome people.
This table came with a little bit of history, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They used it for Dungeons & Dragons.
I know. That's
which is sweet.
So perfect.
It's so cool.
So if you think about it, there's a lot of D&D going on right now.
There kind of is.
The table has a D&D history. The podcasting
equipment,
the mixer, the mics, they all have a lot of D&D because Aiden did a podcast,
yep.
A D&D, what do they call it?
Playthrough?
What is,
I don't know what you call it.
It's like Voyage, or it's a word that's kind of like that. Mission.
I don't know
what
D&D.
It's called. They did one of those, which was like, what, a year long or something like that?
Yeah.
It was a huge one, and they did a podcast about it. So anyway, we've got a whole lot of the D&D going on here in this area, which is funny because we've never played D&D.
No, I know what it stands for, and I can spell it, but that's about it. D&D. Done.
See? Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I thought you were going to go somewhere filthy with it, like dicks and...
Dudes and dicks?
Dicks and dudes.
Dicks and dudes.
So that explains it. So if you notice, like, things are a little more organized in the background, this is the other stall. This is the backdrop that we haven't shown you guys because it
kind of have
horrible before.
If you want to see the original set for this, go watch our Pit Cruiser series, and we tear down a gas-powered scooter over in this stall.
That's right.
And it was cold as hell. I remember that.
It was super cold, yeah. Yeah, that's so funny because I had just gotten done building all of this. It actually looked okay at that time.
It looks okay now, too.
Yeah. No, it's really not that bad. It's funny because we had set all of this up and put the table kind of close up against the backdrop here and thinking we just have the camera further away, and we realized that the framing was not so hot of us. So we've got a long ways to go with how we're going to kind of set things up behind us here, but this is kind of cool. I like it. We're going to have a TV in the back.
Yes.
We'll see how we work that into things here. We're kind of kicking around the idea of occasionally doing some gaming. And
yeah,
maybe piping that into the podcast as well, so you guys can watch us play like Need for Speed Underground 2 something.
I was gonna go with like Mario Kart.
Sure, Mario Kart would be fun too, and that'd be part of the fun of having people over, is that, you know, people join us for the podcast and then they can play their, you know,
their character
and see who's the best at Mario Kart. So we're gonna try it out.
Hell yeah,
we'll see.
But yeah, so that's our future, but what's our present?
Our present is the beer, man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. This should be interesting because he's probably going to pull out a loaf of bread.
Or a rabbit.
A rabbit?
I'm not good enough at doing magic tricks, so you're stuck with that.
That's fine. You've actually had sex, so most people who are good at magic aren't. I'm just making terrible generalizations. This is kind of warm.
Well, it's been sitting on your workbench over there for
since
we got here.
I gotta put it in the fridge.
Well, we started cleaning up.
Oh. God damn it.
Yeah, and you don't communicate when you're cleaning.
No, I don't. I don't. That's such a funny point. Anybody who knows me pretty well knows that, like, when I get in a mode, I'm like a, I don't know, like an autistic kid in the way that I just like fixate. And you kind of can't communicate with me because I'm doing things. And so you just kind of end up standing there like, you going to delegate anything here? Am I going to help?
I asked you two or three times, like, hey, what do you need me to do? And then you're like, I got something for you. Like, okay, what do you need me to do?
Yeah, and I'm like, can you wipe that down? Because that's the only thing that comes to mind. What do I have this kid do?
You treat me the way I treat my kids out in the garage. Dad, help me help. Hold the flashlight.
Well, God, I hope that's not the case. I mean, that's certainly not the way that I'm intending.
I let my kids do a little bit more.
Do you? Oh, that's great. That must be lovely to share a garage with me.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it is what it is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we've got a Gale Force IPA. It's American India Pale Ale by the DCR Brewing Company.
Yeah, Drum Conrath?
You're not going to see it very well from this distance, but that's it. That's it. Drum Conrath.
It's super tasty.
Oh, Drum Conrath Brewing is the DCR.
Yep.
Weird. That must be somebody's last name.
Maybe. I don't know. It's got this like knight on it, the sword, which is rather fitting because we're at a table with Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, that's true.
Full circle. Well, full octagon.
Full octagon.
Yeah.
It'd be hilarious to try and fit 8 people at this table.
We could do it without putting the leaves in.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
The mics would be kind of hard.
It would be such a nice sharing of what does the CDC call it? It's like vapors or something.
Oh, the droplets.
Yeah, we can all share each other's DNA. That's not the right way
it's
to
not,
put it.
It's not that kind of podcast.
Yeah,
this isn't an after hours podcast.
Oh no, it's the OnlyFans. It's gonna be our Patreon.
So this episode's NC-17.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be on the page. Yeah, there's only you and me. Ain't nobody watching that. Well, there's probably, you know what? I bet you there's a few bears that probably watch it.
I could think of 2 people.
Our wives?
Yep.
Our wives would not watch us have sex. No way.
I don't know.
No, your wife?
My wife would watch it strictly just figure out which one of us is the bitch in the relationship.
Ah, interesting.
She's like, oh, okay. I always took him as the woman.
Do you think that there'd be like a fist fight beforehand to determine who is the top?
First off, me being lazy and a pacifist, I'd just flip a coin.
You do?
Like, tails.
I'm a control freak, so like, that wouldn't be good enough. We'd have to fight to the death, which would then turn into necrophilia. Okay, so, and I don't think anybody wants to hear us talk about how that would go down.
How you want
it. God. So it's funny because like there is a really beautiful motorcycle right next to Donnie and you cannot see it. So next time maybe we'll move the table a little bit that direction and then you can get a little bit more peripheral in the camera.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. We got helmets, we got turbos,
yep.
We got a TRD wheel.
Yeah, all the rims, all the wheels are up on the top there and nobody can see them.
Go-kart tires.
Yep. But, you know, I mean, my focus was I wanted the people to see the table.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's a badass table.
People are watching us, not the shit around us.
Yeah, honestly, God, though, I mean, when I was... I've been watching for tables for a while now, just hoping to find something kind of cool. The round ones that take leaves are... Everyone's got them. I literally have one in my dining room.
Yeah.
Like, they're just kind of a cookie cutter, old school table. And I hate to call them cookie cutter because they're gorgeous. Like, these are all oak. These are badass old tables. But it's cool, but, you know, it doesn't have that much character. And when I saw this thing, I initially just saw the image and I was like, oh shit, that's super cool. And then I saw the price and I was like, buddy,
that's even cooler.
Like, we might need to pick this up. Well, it was $20. It was marked down from 30.
Well, and we're currently sitting on your lawn chairs.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some cool chairs lined up, hopefully.
We do. Yeah, thank you. I forgot about that.
It's from the original Hotel Duluth. And they're these metal folding chairs that have padding built into them. And hopefully we can snag four of them for a good price. And she's got a whole rack full, but mm-hmm. It sounds like a lot of them are green.
Yeah. So, well, we can always get two that are black, two that are green.
I'd like to have a matching set.
It'd be great if we had all four that were black. Yeah, because they're not the prettiest green color.
No. I just hope they don't smell.
Well, I mean, I guess that's what carpet cleaners for.
It's not like they can smell that. It.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we have to if it smells that's like true. Anus, but...
Yeah, but usually we smell like anus.
That's true. I mean, we just got to get our brew on them, and then we're good. So it's really cool. I haven't had enough time. Neither of us have had enough time because we've been busy all evening here. To research what Hotel Duluth is, I'm going to guess it's maybe like pre-Fitgers, or maybe we had a different hotel downtown that...
My understanding, it was a hotel that was in Duluth.
Holy shit. How'd you come up with that?
I'm assuming people stayed there when they were in town. And that's holy, about it.
Wow, dude. You just described a hotel.
That's my detective skills.
That's cool. There. So the Motel 6 is Hotel Duluth. It'd be Motel Duluth. I guess that doesn't work.
Motel Duluth? Is a motel? Motel is the hotel, doors are on the outside. Hotels are inside. Is that how that works?
Oh, that's a good question. See, I had always taken it as being like a height thing. So a hotel is like this big, grandiose building, big, tall, a bunch of floors. You're right. It probably is that, because I feel like any motel that I've stayed in, which is, I think, two in my lifetime, they have exterior doors.
Yeah, isn't that what makes it a motel?
Yeah.
And then a hotel, it's inside?
Cool. So you guys let us know in the comments if we're completely wrong. There's some other thing.
Motels are always a little iffy to me.
Like, I see, isn't that funny?
I see motel, and then I instantly think like Psycho and Vacancy and Identity and all that. Just like these kind of creepy horror thriller movies. I'm like, oh, that's where people go to die.
Yeah, I see hotels and I go, that's where people go to have sex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
hotel, cheat on their spouses.
Yeah, hotel is definitely for fornicating. Motels are for death.
Really? See, I see motels for fornicating because those are the places that you can rent by the hour. I've never seen a hotel that you can rent by the hour. Not that I'm like actively searching, but I've never seen it.
Remind me never to click on your browser history.
Oh, no, it's fine. There's nothing too crazy in there.
Did you delete the cookies?
You click on my Reddit search, though. That's different.
Yeah. That's a conversation for another day.
I wonder where that comes from. The whole hotel versus motel, like the stereotypes that are associated. Maybe it's always been like that, where like since the beginning, motels have just been cheaper.
Maybe, because you're not paying for that extra interior hallway.
Yeah, and it's a safety feature. Maybe there's not a person at a front desk. Or there's probably a person at a front desk, but there isn't like security.
A hotel, at least modern hotels, the only way in and out without having your room key is through the main lobby.
That's true. They're pretty secured.
As a motel, it's like anybody off the street can walk up and knock on your door.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
I know.
My God, we are on to something here, dude. Our deductive reasoning is showing.
we could write episodes for Law and Order.
I think a toddler could write them.
Oh, probably.
It's just like it's the you'd same start formula. With a toddler. A toddler would say, like, this dude hit this girl, and then they were sad. And then some perverted adult would go in and go, yeah, he hit her with his dick. And, like, you know.
Well, it is on cable TV, so maybe not quite that far, but.
Well, it's always something like that.
Oh, it's always something dumb,
like,
though.
Like CSI or something. It's always the most brutal rape. It's like, this guy bangs corpses and, like, you know, it's horrible. Yeah, I'm not going to elaborate because then I'm just going to sound like a psycho.
He likes to hide in the closet just like Superman, then jump out in the middle and kill somebody.
Yeah, with his dick.
Yeah.
You know? it's horrible shit, dude. And I watch it. I've only seen a handful of CSIs, and I watch it, and every time I feel horrible. One, because, you know, it's always like the most brutal, rapey kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's murder porn, dude. And also because I kind of feel bad for Ice-T.
I will say, as far as cop shows go, I did like SVU for the longest time. I liked the cast of it, which helped.
Right.
But if you want to watch a cop show that's unique, it got burnt out rather quick because it was so unique. Do you ever watch the show Numbers?
I've seen it. The trailers for it was on like TNT.
Yeah, it's probably on Hulu now or Netflix or some shit.
Did SVU have the big titty goth girl?
No, I think that's
NCIS.
I think that's NCIS.
Okay, gotcha.
No, they had oh God, her name's Olivia on the show. I can't. Marissa Hargitay. Is that how you pronounce the last name?
No.
She's like Russian or some shit.
Oh. Cool.
She's been on it forever. But yeah, Numbers is they use a mathematician to figure out their crimes. And
cool.
It's super
okay.
Cool concept because he's bringing all this math and science and
so it's like,
figure stuff out.
It's like a mathy house with murder.
Yeah.
More murder.
Yeah, it's like that.
Cool.
But
I can dig it.
It was so unique that they kind of burnt out super quick because it's like, how many times does he come and save the day with these really crazy algorithms and whatnot?
You know, that's one of those, like, you should go into it knowing that it's going to be a limited series.
Yeah.
And then just go all out, like The Queen's Gambit. If you watch that,
no clue.
Oh,
what you're
dude,
talking
it's
about.
A masterpiece. It's on Netflix. It's this incredible story. It's so freaking good. But it's good if you have any chess background. So if and does some
oh,
people
chess,
know
not chess
not chess. So if you have any chess background, it's super fun.
Okay.
It's such a good show. If you don't have any background with playing chess, you might still really enjoy the story.
I'd give it a shot.
It's really good.
Again, TV shows are hard for me to follow. Let me rephrase that. I can follow a TV show. I can't commit to a TV show, though.
Right.
That's why I like my movies. 2 hours, you're done. Versus a TV show, I mean, it could be years that you're invested into a TV show.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some truth to that. I'm actually kind of the opposite, where I feel like it's less commitment for a TV show because you can pick it up and put it down quicker. If I'm watching a TV show, I know that, like, I can go, It's Always Sunny. Okay, well, that's 23 minutes, 24 minutes. So
that's
I can
true.
Watch an episode and I can go, I'm going to go to bed now. Whereas, like, if I sit down, if I don't sit down by like 8 p.m., I know that there's a very good chance that I can't watch most movies because they're 2 hours plus.
Yeah, that's kind of how our house is. But we've seen enough. Like, we watch movies. We'll watch probably 3 or 4 movies a week, give or take, depending on the week. But, like, this week we were watching A Quiet Place because they're coming out with a sequel to it. You have no clue what I'm talking about.
No clue what that is.
it's written and directed by a guy from The Office.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
But it's more of a thriller than it is a horror movie, but about these aliens that have like this super sensitive hearing. And so if you make any more than a whisper, they can hear you and they come and they kill you.
Oh, creepy.
It's really, really good. Huh. But they did a sequel to it that's coming out soon. So we were watching the first one again to get familiarized with it and all that.
That's cool.
But like we try to sit down about 8 o'clock. Sometimes it's 8:39 and we'll just watch 45 minutes. And then finish it the next day.
Huh. Okay.
So like that's kind of
That makes sense. I could see how that would work, where it's like if you know going into it that I'm gonna have to split this movie in half. Maybe it's not the first time you see it.
Yeah.
I'm like a commitment freak. Like as you can tell from like cleaning up tonight, how I just go into these modes where you just can't shut me off. My wife, bless her heart. I get like that when it comes to the stuff in the house where it's like, oh, I need to, I'm trying to think of a good example. I need to finish up a piece on the fence where it's just like, okay, I know that I need to box in this lower portion where there's a little open space and the dogs can kind of poke their head out and whatever. Cause we still have them on a run, like a leashed run. But the dog can kind of get underneath the fence in a couple spots. So I needed to add some 2x4s to it and just kind of box in that last little bit. My wife has to know that I cannot start that task and leave it half done.
Oh, yeah. See, my wife expects me to start a task and leave it half done until I get back to it.
There's something about it.
Completely the opposite.
And, maybe I'm autistic. I don't know. I cannot walk away from that. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me, where it's like if I leave a task half done, it's going to just eat me alive.
I
have to get it done.
I can't just like stand up and leave, but I have to have a good stopping point. For instance, if I like when I built the bathroom, I didn't just frame the walls and then keep putting on the drywall and all that kind of shit. It's like, okay, what do I want to get done today? I'm going to get the walls framed.
Like, oh,
that's,
right.
That's my good stopping point.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I can do the same thing where it's like as long as I see some level of completion in the task, where if it's like, OK, I'm doing the walls on this one, I need to have the four walls up and I can say I can do the finishing work later, but the walls are up and I can walk away. But I can't leave a wall half sheeted.
Half sheeted? Oh, yeah. Okay. I agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm. There's just something about it. Drives me nuts.
It all depends on the project.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There's some shit I'll leave half done. I'm like, yeah, it's going to stay like that for a while.
Right. Well, the fence was one of those things, too, where it was like I got all of it done up to where the gates will be that are next to the driveway. I knew that like that's a huge undertaking to build those gate doors. So I was like, okay, I feel okay with like leaving it at this point. For the most part, the dogs really kind of can't get out as long as they're on a leash, the run. I was like, okay, this is fine for now. And then winter was here, you know,
so they just kind of stuck with it.
Yeah. So I just had to kind of leave it that way for a while. And it was nice because when we had the snow, we didn't quite have our new dog at that point. So it was like Ollie wasn't going anywhere. He's a little teeny dog. He's not like you pack snow in those little areas where there's a hole in the fence. He's not going through that snow. He doesn't care that much.
Well, and Ollie's pretty well trained, too. He doesn't strike me as a dog that's got the desire to leave.
Yeah.
Like he's got a shit through.
Like, oh, homie.
Really? Will you just take off on it?
He did this spring. Yeah. Really? He ran out and we had to go chase him down on 40th.
I'm a little surprised by that.
Yeah. He almost got ran over. It was pretty scary.
Oh, fuck.
It happens. Like, he hasn't had any experience off leash, so he's terrible at it. Like, when he was really little, my wife would be able to let him off when she was at her apartment. She just let him run down and go potty, and then he'd come back up. There's something about, like, as he got older, it was way worse. And
so weird.
He didn't get any perspective on what a car was and, like, how dangerous they are. So he'll run out in front of cars. I've seen him do it before. He has no idea what they are. It's like he doesn't even see them.
That's scary.
Crazy.
That's scary.
It's kind of like that claim that the Native Americans didn't see, or what do they call them, the First Nation people?
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
Yeah, whatever the appropriate phraseology is.
They didn't know disease until they saw the white man or whatever?
They didn't. They say that like they didn't see the boats because they've never seen the boats, so that didn't make any sense. It didn't register to them.
Okay.
I think that's kind of far-fetched.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. They had canoes, so they had to at least know the concept. Like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Huh. Wooded something, water. Okay, well, we know what a canoe is. So let's put two and two together and at least at the minimum how to think the giant-ass
exactly.
Canoes.
So if I set my baby down, who's 8 months old, and I roll a basketball across the room, she sees the basketball. Mm-hmm. I don't need to explain to her what a fucking basketball is first. Be like, okay, honey, a basketball is something you dribble and you throw into a hoop. And then she goes, oh, I understand. Now I can see it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of horseshit. You know? That's my deductive reasoning there.
God, any other rants you want to go on?
I don't know. We could talk about the defense budget.
Oh, God. Yeah. And how we spend more money on military than the next 12 developed countries.
Yeah. All put together. Yeah.
Fucking dumb.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's very simple. Wild. Here's how you fix the defense budget. Stop being a dick.
Stop being a dick.
Done. Don't be a dick.
I think our situation is a little more complicated than that, but
stop giving a reason to other people to be a dick towards us.
So what happens? Let's say that you've got a really shitty neighbor. Let's say that you've got the shittiest neighbor known to man.
Okay.
And he keeps pissing over the fence into your yard. Do you feel like you need to go hit him with a bat? Let's say he just keeps doing it, no matter how many times you say stop that, and he just kind of keeps throwing fucking piss jugs into your yard. What do you do?
I would go over there and hit him with a bat, but I'd definitely start fucking with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'd take a dump in his mailbox.
Well, that's defense, bro. See, you're returning fire.
Yeah.
And that costs money.
Yeah, but I don't need to spend more money on my defense than, like, all my other neighbors.
That's fair. And, I mean, the rational thing in that situation is, what, build a taller fence?
Or just kill the neighbor.
Defense, dude. See, there you go. You're in favor of it. $700 billion.
Oh, God. All right, next topic.
Yeah. There we go. We've solved the world's problems by doing absolutely nothing. So what's funny is, we, for the sake of consistency with recording our videos, like oftentimes we will be doing the same video many, many nights.
Yeah.
So to have...
Or months.
For months, yeah. Sometimes months, depending how big the task is. We'll have to dress the same way. So even though, like, we're washing the clothes, usually washing the clothes.
You wash your clothes?
Sometimes, if it's been long enough.
I tell my wife, don't touch that shirt. It's important.
Yeah, right. We'll do that for the sake of having that consistency in the video. So it looks like it's all filmed in one day. And I know that, like, anybody who watches it goes, there's no way that they chopped the front end off of the Ford and did it an entire in one day.
But that's like watching porn and thinking the guy's really going to fix the cable.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. So what's funny is, like, I'm wearing the same shirt that I did last week for the podcast. And then I went over to the other side because I'm like, oh, I'm wearing the same shirt. I should grab a hooded sweatshirt. And I left it unzipped. So you can still see it. that's the night.
But a little behind the scenes for you.
Yeah.
Just some of the goofy shit that goes on with making these videos.
It's funny. You wonder, like, how much people just kind of, like, understand the process, and you realize, like, unless you've done it, you don't know just how ridiculous the process is for filming YouTube channel. Like a good one.
My favorite thing is when you're doing a task that we haven't done before, for instance, putting in an SR and E30, chopping off a shoebox Ford. And you have to watch a YouTube video to understand what you're doing for your YouTube video.
Oh, that's the best. You got to love the fact that it's almost like a form of plagiarism.
It kind of is.
I'm extracting information from another YouTuber so that I can make a YouTube video about that same thing, hoping that my video will surpass his, even though I still got the information from him. It's insane. It's like somebody who read Moby Dick and then wrote their own version of Moby Dick, hoping that it was going to be like Larry Dick, and it's going to be like a better version. You know?
Instead of getting eaten by a whale, he gets eaten by like a shark or something.
Yeah, a manatee.
A manatee.
Yeah, a flesh-hungry manatee. Oh, man, that'd be a good one. Larry Dick is a flesh-hungry manatee that's, like, well-hung or something.
What the fuck?
Well, isn't that, like, Moby Dick, what is Moby Dick? Honestly, I haven't read it.
I've never read it either.
I don't know where the dick part comes in, like, what that's the relation to.
Was
if
the guy...
there's, like, a type of whale that's called a dick, I don't know.
Or maybe the dude was just being a dick and he got what he deserved.
I don't maybe it's his last name. I don't
know. Could be his first name.
Maybe Moby is like a title, like captain, like Moby's a thing.
Well, Moby Richard doesn't sound nearly as
it's true, it's not as good of a title.
Yeah, it's not as good.
Yeah, so Larry Dick is the story about the manatee who's eating humans. I don't know. Anyway.
All right, so I'll do all the creative thinking from here on out.
That's going to work out in our favor.
Oh, yeah, it worked out great.
Oh, man, so you want to tell the people where we're at with the E30?
I am still on wiring.
Yeah, and I am still on wiring. Yeah,
I finally found some information. So the hardest part about this build I knew was going to be the electrical work. That and building the motor mounts, which we got lucky on. Mm-hmm. The reason why the electrical is so hard is because there's no information on the electrical. I found one write-up that has an electrical section, and they were like, so we looked up the pins, and then we cut the harnesses and merged the two. Real useful. I found another.
Oh, you mean it didn't say anything about which pins and which wires? No, it just said, this is what we did.
Yeah, we found the pinouts, and then we cut up the harnesses and merged the two.
That's about as helpful as our Holly 94 carb video.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, is that what it was? Holly 94?
I think so.
That sounds right. Yeah.
So I did find one forum that guy had a write up on what pins are needed. He had all the information, and luckily on a different forum somebody shared that, and they shared the Imgur account as well. So I got the pictures with it, so I did all my homework, I got everything written down, and at this point I am going to start running wires and cutting stuff up. And sweet. I should have Deutsch pins and plugs here on Tuesday, which for you guys is going to be the day after this video. So yeah, and then at that point, I'm going to pull it all back apart and paint the engine bay.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and then we can finally give a little like video nod to Super Clean, who is one of our most recent contributors to the show.
Hell yeah. So Super Clean does exactly what it sounds like. They make clean products, and they're super about it.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I've used their stuff in the past, though, and great engine degreasers. If you got spills on your concrete slab, whatever, fantastic for that.
Yeah, they've got a really good floor dry, too. Yeah. So we got a little sample pack from them, got to try stuff out.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I've used them in the past, and now that, like, once I held the bottle, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I've used this stuff in the past.
Yeah, when you sent me the email, I'm like, who the fuck is Super Clean? And then I saw the picture, I'm like, oh.
Well, and okay. It was super cool. It was really impressive because it was like, this is a huge brand. Yeah. This is the equivalent of like Windex being like, hey, we want to contribute to your channel.
Windex, if you're watching, feel free to.
We've got a lot of windows in these cars, so got to clean them.
Yeah, we're going to need it for the bus.
Lots of glass.
Yep.
Lots of glass. Wax on, wax off. Yeah, man. So, I mean, it's going to be cool to get to that point where we're actually like painting the engine bay and then
I'm excited.
God, it's putting the motor in there.
Yeah,
and
some little shit.
Polishing and powder coating and
exhaust and fuel pump.
Finishing stuff up, some
little stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so at this rate, we'll be done by September.
Don't see that.
Oh, man. That's one of the hardest parts about like being a car builder is that you have a hope. In the beginning, when you're first starting out, you go, I've got a deadline. And what you learn over repeated failures,
that doesn't mean
is that
shit,
deadline isn't shit.
Yep.
Unless you can just take weeks off from work to get through whatever the thing is, or if you've got a budget that can support just like throwing money at a problem, man, deadlines are impossible.
Or it's an easy swap. You know, it's something that's been done 100 times.
You're putting an LS in an S10.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, you're putting an SR20 in a 240SX.
Exactly.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Simple. There's tons of information, easy to find. You're not having to figure shit out. You're not spending weeks digging on the fourth and fifth page of Google to try and find your information.
Oh, dude, your swap is next level.
It's complicated.
As far as we know, there's Australia, there's a couple dozen probably cars running around.
There's a handful in the States.
There's like under five.
Yeah.
In the States, and there's hardly any information on it of the cars that are in the States.
So there's actually an SR20 E30 Facebook group, and the shit thing is I've seen people post about the Electra on there, and everybody's like, oh, just buy this pre-made harness for $1,000.
Yep.
Why? What makes the Electra? Is it because you're bitches and afraid to do it, or is it really that complicated? And so I posted on there, like, what's up? Give me a reason to buy this pre-made harness. I want to know why you do that and why. Is it lack of information? Is it lack of knowledge? Is it you just afraid of burning the ECU up or something?
Exactly. Like, some people are super turned off by electrical, and after doing 12 volt wiring for as long as I have, I don't have any fear of it.
Yeah.
But I could see how somebody who's got no experience, the best that they can do is just like, they do like the fuse jumper.
Oh God.
You know, like those little things, mm-hmm. like jumpers it and has a little wire running off, and so you run that to some LEDs or something like yeah. that. Okay. If that's the extent of what you've done, it probably sounds pretty intimidating to merge harnesses, but it's not. It's pretty simple.
It comes down to simply, can you get the information needed for it?
Right.
To me, that's the nervous part of like, okay, what am I cutting and what's getting soldered? What's getting plugged in together?
Mm-hmm.
But now that it sounds like we have that information, should go pretty straightforward.
It should be.
I can handle everything else. We're going to do a nice little Deutsch plug for it. So the whole goal is that way, if we're taking out the motor and we want to remove the whole harness, we can.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be huge.
Yeah, so it's like a factory car in that yep. So the ECU is going to go into the car. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that portion of the harness is going to need to be unplugged and then pop back out through the firewall. Mm-hmm. But the part that merges to the factory, like the chassis harness, is going to have a nice Deutsch connector on it, and you unplug that. So you pop that harness through the firewall that goes to the ECU, and you unplug the one that goes to the factory chassis harness, and then you can just pluck the motor right out.
Exactly.
Just like a factory car. And so that's your goal.
That should be pretty simple, mm-hmm. hopefully. I have a feeling I'm going to be cutting some of the wires and shortening them and all that kind of stuff to make it look pretty, but that's not that hard. Like, you just kind of...
The biggest thing
when you're shortening or extending a harness is you do one wire at a time. You don't just go snip, and then you're like, well, wait a second, I have three green wires. Which one do they go to?
Yeah, exactly.
You just do one at a time. Or just mark it, tape in a Sharpie.
Well, and another big thing is like, you want to know how they communicate, how the wires communicate. So does this one send a 12-volt pulse? Does it send a ground pulse? And generally things like your gauges usually take a ground that's variable, you know, but in some instances you've got, you know, like aftermarket gauges, I'm pretty sure it's the opposite.
Well, and you also want to know if you're trying to diagnose it, once you put it all together, am I supposed to see, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't have 12 volts. Are you supposed to see 12 volts?
Right.
How do you know that's not supposed to be 6 volts?
Oh, man.
Or 5 volts?
Sometimes wires rest at 12 volts when they're supposed to be a ground.
So you'll...
That sometimes
you'll love this. So for my job, I'm a service technician for utility trucks, and I had to do their onboarding class back in the fall, and it's just kind of their crash course. Like, here's a basic understanding of electrical, hydraulic, all the stuff on our trucks. And in the electrical section, you know, they pull up a schematic, and... Question number one is how many volts are at this switch? And first guy pulls his hand up. He's like, oh, it's 12 volts. And then the instructor's like, no, you're wrong. I looked at him like, well, it's source voltage. He's like, well, okay. He's like, explain, what is source voltage? A schematic won't tell you if it's 12 volts, 6 volts, 5 volts, whatever. It's simply whatever your battery source is what you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And just going like full circle and stuff, I mean... Just because it's a 12-volt system doesn't mean it's always 12 volts for that particular
right.
thing. Oh, you know?
Right, yeah. So if you've got a PDM or something that's delivering 6 volts instead of 12 out of a certain thing because it's using that for a gauge, or there's mm-hmm. a particular component that's functioning on a 6-volt cycle or 5-volt or whatever.
Could have a potentiometer in it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Plain and simple, which means you're not going to see 12 volts.
Pulse width modulator? I don't know. Turn the dial.
Yeah, exactly. Tell you. Is it an ABS sensor and it's supposed to be, you know, off-on?
That's true. Who knows? Pulsing. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there's definitely a few things to it. But, I mean, when it comes to merging harnesses, the fun thing is, like, you're generally dealing with a fairly closed-loop system. Basically, yeah. like... especially with the SR20, it's really closed in that, like, you've got an ECU that is managing all aspects of the engine, and really all that it does is it's mostly outputting information to your gauges.
Yep.
And then it needs its ignition source.
Alternator.
Yeah, it needs exactly those very basic engine components.
It needs to switch 12 volts for the ECU and all sensors on the motor,
mm-hmm.
and then 12 volts for your coil and wire in a fuel pump relay.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't know how relays work, we'll have that on a video coming up for the shoebox, because relays are the bee's knees.
Yeah, I think they're we'll probably do. And it's funny, like, we've talked about, is it too obvious to do a video specifically on relays? But I don't know. Like, I feel like people maybe will benefit from it.
Well, you got the 4x100. So and then cool. you got the... Those are running relays. Never mind.
Wow. Right the 50-yard dash.
Right over your head.
That's not over my head. I'm just looking at you like, Jesus, buddy.
Jesus? I mean, I'm not much of a carpenter.
Well, I mean, I've seen you build a bathroom.
I'm not much of a carpenter.
I mean, the door that's brand new is falling off the track already.
With my carpentry skills, I probably would deserve to get nailed to something.
I mean, if you're doing it for a living, yeah. Somebody paid you to do it. No, it's not that bad. No, I thought it was pretty good. I especially like the fact that, like, the walls are so close to the toilet that you kind of can't reach back to wipe your ass.
They have to be, because the freaking sewage pipe sucks.
Yeah. So you got to, like, get off and stand up to wipe your ass and then sit back down.
Well, I think what we need are those old school rest stop.
Oh, dude, I got you.
With a circle back to the machine. But just have that to wipe your ass on.
So you just, like, streak the whole
way. Just keep rotating it through.
That would be pretty great. So here's a suggestion that's actually useful, not just smart assery. You could do a bidet.
I could.
And then you're not worrying about leaning back or twisting and turning or anything like that. You're literally just turning the water on. It's fucking blasting your asshole.
That doesn't sound very enjoyable.
Okay. So, no, it's the bomb, apparently. We're going to have a dad conversation right now. We're going to get real about dad-related things.
I don't want to get hit in the taint with a super soaker.
No, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing, buddy. Okay, so women, I don't think really give that much thought to bidets because they're generally pretty hairless on the ass, right?
Yeah, generally.
So as it is, wiping is fairly effective, right? Yes.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on for mistakes.
Yeah, for the most part. I've had sex with a lot of women. I've seen a lot of naked chicks. There's not a lot of hairy asses.
No, there's not.
You know? So... dudes, on the other hand, and I can speak for myself, I'm not like running around at the gym like having a gander.
I was
like,
say, have you had sex with a lot of dudes?
Just a handful.
Enough.
No, it's just like I know that dudes tend to have way hairier bodies.
Oh, yeah.
And so you got a hairier ass generally. Well, okay. So put peanut butter in a carpet and then wipe it with a dry rag. And how well are you getting all the peanut butter out of there?
Exactly.
Not that fucking good, right?
But you use a wet wipe, you can get all of it.
Usually, for the most part.
You get more of it.
For the most part, yeah. Like, wet wipes are probably pretty effective. Yes, like, once I had a child and there were wet wipes in the house all the time, I was like, I'm going to try this out. And it wasn't bad. It works pretty good. You don't want to flush that shit, though.
Oh, God, no.
So what you're ending up doing is you're taking, like, nasty-ass, like, wet wipes and you're throwing them in the trash. So there's that side of it. And there's also expense with it. But anyways, that's an option. Or apparently bidets are the bomb. Because it's basically like taking a shower. Like, you're just blasting your asshole with water. And it's... it's cleaning you off.
Don't
man.
You still have to like wipe down there a little bit?
You just have to dry.
I was gonna say, because I'm like, just spraying water on it might not do the trick.
No, apparently that's it. That's all that has to be done. Is it blasts your ass with water, and then you use like toilet paper to basically just dry yourself. So really? I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I want to say Tushy is the name of like the more popular brand. Yeah. Okay. So we're sponsored by Tushy. No, really, Tushy. You guys need to get on the ball here. Sponsor us. No, apparently, like, they talk about them a fair amount, and that's what everybody says is that works pretty friggin' amazing.
I would try it once.
Blast your ass, and apparently you can like adjust the pressure and stuff. So if you like really want to crank on it, you can, or it can be just like a nice little gentle douching.
So whoosh.
A little whoosh. And so you feel fresh afterwards, apparently. So my feeling, so we're going to have a plumber coming and do some stuff at the house.
You're going to see how I spray your asshole for you?
Yeah, so I've got that pressure washer here.
Stand back.
I've got a really, really hairy ass. No, so we need to replace the toilet upstairs because it's a million years old anyways, and it's time. It's got an uninsulated like tank on the back of it, so it sweats super bad. Man. And so you're always like, you have to have a towel underneath the back side of the toilet and because you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to rot out the ground.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to think about shit like that. So it's time. It's time to replace it. And we're looking at adding a toilet in the basement. And then, like, we're finally going to get the dishwasher drain line and stuff and the feed line so we can come and get the dishwasher.
So we can stop kicking into it and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I'm buying a dishwasher from them.
I think you've already paid me for that.
Yes, that's true. I already paid you for it. You're storing it for me.
So now there's going to be storage fees and interest.
Fair enough. Well, I'll just take that. I'll deduct all of the dents that have happened afterwards from the storage fees, and it'll be a wash.
No pun intended.
Yeah, just like the bidet. Okay. So,
wait, so you're going to use the dishwasher as a bidet?
Yeah, yeah. Well, just for my kids, because you can fit them in there.
Oh, yeah. They get bath time in and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll just not turn on the heat coils.
Yeah, you tell them to smile, they can brush their teeth while they're at
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. So, when we're doing all of that, I think I'm going to install a bidet in the bathroom upstairs.
If you do, let me know if you do it. Cause I'll try that out.
For sure. You're going to have to,
but like when I say try it out, I'm not just going to go up there just to hit the button and see what happens. Like,
oh yeah.
I'm going to eat some filthy shit the day before and I'm going to come wreck your toilet and try this out.
What you should do is you should intentionally get mud butt and then hit it up and see
how it works.
I was
thinking about drinking nothing but shit beer and like Taco John's and like Hardee's.
Taco John's, Hardee's, and
McDonald's.
Bud Light.
Ooh. Bud Light would do it.
Blatz. The Blatz Blatz. That'll do it. That'll be nice and.
Oh. Yeah.
Clay. It'll be like clay.
I'll have to wait till July too, so I'm just even more dehydrated.
So sweaty. This is nasty. Bro.
Yeah, you might wreck that shit.
You might want to use some antibacterial soap back there too while you're at it. Yeah, man. No, I'm stoked. I'm stoked to give it a try. So for all this talk that I've done about bidets, I haven't ever used one, but I mean, I have to assume it works pretty good.
They're using them in Europe, so why not?
It is commonplace. Most other
developed countries.
Yeah, like it's commonplace.
It's all fun and games until you see your son hitting it. But what are you doing? I'm thirsty. So, no,
I am going to put another valve.
Okay.
So like the bidets, they obviously have like a twist valve on them. Like some of them are electric. Ones like the heated seats and stuff like that. Those are obviously they've got electrical running to them. But most of them will just run off of the water pressure in your house. So you just turn a valve and it blasts you. So I'm going to put
anything wrong going with this.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to put a secondary valve on it, I think, back at the wall. So I can just turn that off when it's not in use. Cause I'm probably going to be the only one who'd use it.
Yeah, probably.
You know, my wife does not have a very hairy ass, so she's probably not going to see any use out of it. But yeah, so there we go. That is the hygiene dad discussion moment. I mean, I cannot be the only dude who is just like, somebody's out there having fun. Yeah. The only dude who's just like, my hairy ass needs like shit to shower. I try and time it in the morning where I'm just like, because otherwise I just don't feel very clean.
I don't even shower in the morning.
You don't shower in the morning?
No, I shower right before I go to bed.
Oh, well, you know what? You start super early.
I start super early and I go and I work on trucks. There's no point for me to get pretty for work to go and get greasy and sweaty all day.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's true. I can see how that'd be the case.
Like, I'll take two showers though. I'll come home and I'll wash work off of me.
Yeah.
And then I'll go play soccer, come over here, whatever. And then shower again before I go to bed. But yeah, I don't fucking shower in the morning.
Right.
Makes no sense.
That's fair. Yeah, I could see if you're going to end up getting covered in, differential gear oil or something. You don't really
grease
need
and all
to
that
take
crap.
A shower
yeah.
beforehand.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Yep, fair enough. So yeah, there we go. Bidets. It's where it's at. I don't know. We'll find out. I'll get it hooked up, and then I will report back to the the people and let them know how it worked on blasting my asshole with pressurized water.
It's all good till your aim is off and it gets like your ball sack. It's just get blasted so, wrong.
Like, I've looked into it a little bit, and there's like the little lever that comes out that has like the spraying nozzle on it. So it would need to be really long to get your taint.
Okay.
Yeah.
They got the accuracy down pretty well.
They got the what?
They have the accuracy down pretty well then.
I think so. Yeah.
How does that work? Do you think there's a guy at the factory where they put in these bidets?
Bro.
His job is to test them to see if the accuracy's right, and he's just been sprayed in the taint a bunch, and it's like, oh shit, we have to adjust that?
Well, I'm going to guess that there's, I don't think that you're adjusting things with every single toilet. No, I don't think that's a part of the QA process. I don't think there's like the designated ass spray dude.
Well, they have to have quality control though.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure that like the plastic lever that swings out to point at your asshole is a set length.
That's true.
You know, I mean, maybe it's adjustable because like there are different sized dudes, but I guess it's all about placement, you know? It's all about your placement on the seat. So I don't know, you probably just sort of like sit down and then like lean back if you need to. I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Does Fat Joe come on when you do that?
Lean back. Maybe.
Every time you hit the button for the bidet, that song pops on.
It would be really funny.
I'm going to figure out a way how to rig your toilet to play that every time you go to use it.
Oh, man. How would you do that? Because there's no electrics involved in most of these.
You just do a pressure switch. So it detects water pressure at a certain point through the bidet.
So post-valve, if it sees water flow in there, then it kicks on. Lean back. Okay. Fair enough. I'd love to see you try and set that up. Yeah.
I have no toilet conversation to add.
You have no contribution to that?
No, we just have normal, boring-ass toilets in our house. Yeah. You sit down, you do your business, you wipe, and you flush, and hopefully it all goes down
the first time. So you've never felt like wiping your ass with dry paper towel, paper is not enough?
It's awful. It's the goddamn worst.
What's the line from Parks and Recreation? It's like wiping a marker. Like every time there's just like
it sucks. The worst time, the worst place to go to the bathroom is any public bathroom. Doesn't matter if you're at Walmart,
dude,
a gas station, rest stop. It's all like the shittiest toilet paper you can possibly get. You have to use way too much of it to get the job done.
It's like wiping your ass with a ream of copy paper.
Yeah.
Like it just doesn't do anything.
It just smears it around.
Single ply. Exactly. That's like, my point.
Are you getting any of this? You're like, no, you just smeared it around. Yeah, exactly. Awesome.
And I'm going to walk out of here feeling gross as fuck. And that is the experience of men.
Yeah.
And I don't think sucks. Women understand that, like, because dudes just don't fucking talk about this. No. Like, you can't help the fact that you have a hairy ass.
You could shave. You could. I'm not gonna shave.
See, I'm horrified at the idea of putting a razor anywhere near my balloon knot. Because it's not a nice smooth surface like your calf of your leg. There's wrinkles like your asshole literally looks like if you grab the balloon and you take the knot and you peel it out, it's got the points and the, you know, you don't want a razor blade on that.
No. What you do is you go to Walmart and you buy the cheapest electric shaver you can possibly find and just hope for the best that you get all of it.
So you have a dedicated asshole shaver or buzzer?
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's not the worst idea.
You have
a
below-the-belt shaver.
But how do you know that you get it all? Do you squat over a mirror?
Well, that's what wives are for. Like,
no way.
Honey, come in.
Your wife shaves your ass?
No, God, no. I don't even shave my ass.
God damn.
I'm just saying, though, that in the event that I...
say, buddy, your wife is ride or die. That's next level.
I'm just saying that if I was to shave my asshole, I would feel confident enough to be like, hey, I need you to come look at this. And she'd be like, why are you touching your toes?
It's like, did I miss anything, honey?
Do you see a tick?
Yeah, you're checking me for ticks and also stray hairs.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, man. I couldn't subject my poor wife to that.
I don't think she would. She'd do one of two things. She'd either come up and push me in the ass. I'd fall over and bounce forehead off the floor.
Poke you in the butt.
Or that'd be option number two. She'd check to see if I was a pan of brownies and just.
That's so funny. My wife and I, like, we don't even piss in front of each other. Like we'll piss. If she's in the shower, I'll take a leak. If I'm in the shower, she'll take a leak. But we're not watching each other take a leak.
My wife will be in the shower, and I'll take a massive shit.
Really? So you're sitting there, like, wiping your ass and, like, going, oh, that's not clean yet. And she's poking her head out the shower, like, oh, my God.
Could you spray? What'd you eat? Jesus. Like, well, you cooked dinner last night. Like, you tell me.
Staring at the toilet paper. What the fuck are you looking at? You're like, shut up. God.
I have a hairy asshole.
Leave me alone. Like, this is a process.
No, we shit with the door closed, but, A, we have little kids that go fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
So there's no privacy in my house.
Right, right. Well, between you and your wife, you guys don't have anything. There's no, like, there's no taboo. Nothing's off the table. You're taking a dump, she'll walk in and brush her teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that does not happen with us. That was mostly a choice early on of, like, let's just, because my parents were like that, where it's just like my mom would be, she said, she even joked about it, how she'd be like, taking a dump, and my dad would just like walk in and say hi, you know, and like say some words to her and then go brush his teeth or something like that. And she was always just like, it's fucking weird, but okay. And I am not on board with that. I'm just like, I want the chemistry, I want the pizzazz in the relationship as long as possible. So I think a part of that is like not seeing my wife wipe her asshole.
No. Okay, so.
Got any more of those beers?
Yeah.
So how's this work with you guys? You just don't care?
No, we care. So especially if somebody's wiping.
So here's a funny thought.
That's a no-no.
Now that I've opened this is a 16 ounce, and I'm wondering if I want to drink all of it.
That's
a little bit into yours? Should we have an experiment here?
COVID. You got beer on a nice table, asshole.
This is why we have this old table. Do you still have that cup from earlier?
No, I threw that away.
But not the top, which is on my work desk.
Because they didn't give me a fucking straw.
You just got to commit. Okay. This is going to work.
It sounds like somebody's taking a piss in the background.
Look at that.
You
guys could see this a little bit better.
You're like a really shitty Indiana Jones, by the way. Trying to figure out the weight. You're just like
he's putting the thing down. I don't remember what the fuck that is. You guys can't see the little bit of mess that I made here, but it's pretty not big of a deal.
I don't know why I took a sip of that. That's all foam.
I could take I could take the plastic behind me and just smear it around.
If you had a bidet, you could just spray it right off.
No, I could. I mean, I have to like remove the toilet seat and I'd have to bring it out and it'd have to be attached to like a hose or something.
You gotta get that pressure just right with an attachment on the end so you can hook up the pressure washer to it.
There we go. So
you turn on the bidet.
120 PSI is blasting into my colon. Yeah, colonic every time. Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm just clearing my throat. Give me a second.
I got this tickle really far back there. I can't reach.
Like getting a COVID test through your asshole.
Yeah, pretty much. Jesus Christ. So I have to wonder, like, how much of this podcast has just been about, like, buttholes.
Well, because there's two assholes talking the whole time.
Yeah, well, I guess it's really what it is. It's bruise with the assholes.
Yeah.
Bruise with the buttholes.
Hey, everybody's got a butthole, so.
Everyone does got a butthole, and they're usually not very clean.
Everybody poops.
If you got a bidet, though, they probably are.
Maybe.
So, Donnie, what is your favorite candy bar?
Ooh, I don't consider it a candy bar because it's not a bar, but I would go Reese's.
Yeah,
it's not a candy bar. That's a cup. It's a candy cup. candy bar would probably be either Snickers or Butterfingers. Do you have no fucking comment to that?
Yeah. So do you think we're going to enter into some nasty inflation?
What?
Inflation on Reese's. Is inflation going to affect Reese's?
Oh, I think inflation is going to affect everything to an extent.
Okay. That's how it works. Why do they call Reese's cups? Because when I look at them, I don't see a cup. I see like a patty.
Yeah, it is more of a patty. But if you think about it, it's in the same kind of like waxy paper that like a muffin comes in.
I got a question. Why the fuck Why the fuck haven't they done a slider with a Reese's cup in the middle of it?
Oh, God, that sounds delicious.
Now that I think about it, if you call it a patty, you go, that's like a mini burger. Why haven't they put that on bread?
I don't know.
Probably because it tastes terrible.
Yeah, but there's people out there that eat deep fried pickles and all sorts of other shit.
Yeah, it's called people at the state fair. Yeah. Dude, okay, so the Back to the 50s is happening again.
Yep.
So does that mean the state fair is happening again?
Who cares?
Well, I know. Like, I don't necessarily want to eat
greasy, nasty shit that'll make you need a bidet.
Yes.
Not to skip topics.
No, please.
But in a female bathroom, is a bidet a bidet?
Mm.
Is there a male and female version?
Bidet, bidet. Okay, so you're only changing one letter.
Yeah, but that's
like, does that feminize it?
Does that like dude and dudette?
Yeah. No.
No? Okay.
No.
Anyways, so...
I think if it was spraying the genitalia...
Differently?
Then okay. I think it could, you could genderize it, if that's the word, genderize it.
My bidet identifies as a female.
Gentrify?
It's a bidet.
I think that would make sense, because like if it's serving a function that's gender specific, maybe.
Okay.
Which would be really funny if they're...
But
could you imagine? Because with dudes, it's like... What part are you cleaning?
But with a bit, so if it was a bidet.
Okay, wait. We need to examine that. We need to examine this. So, okay, how exactly would it clean a? Okay, so dude, everything's like way up front. Like, would you need to have the stream out here and it would arch to you?
Well, with for a dude, I'm
or
not
just the scrub.
I'm just talking. I'm still talking about buttholes here.
Okay. The front.
But because women have less hair around their assholes, there obviously needs to be less water pressure.
Sure.
So I think it's a pressure thing. I think it'd be like, oh, a bidet would be like, it's a dude. We're going to, here's
120 PSI.
Exactly. We're going to rip the skin off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, chick, though, it might be like, here's 10 PSI.
It's like somebody sitting there with like a little squirt bottle or something.
It's like doing a naked handstand in the produce aisle when the mist comes on.
Perfect. There it is. That's what the ladies get. Which basically it just sort of softens the skin. That's it.
It might smell like lavender.
It probably does, knowing women.
They're gonna bitch about it regardless.
Yeah. It'll be covered in essential oils.
No animals are harmed in the making of it.
Dudes are gonna put sand in the water.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna sandblast.
So you have a sandblasting combo. Why do you need a bidet?
Exactly. It's like if it doesn't take a layer of skin off, it's not doing its job. Yeah.
If you're not bleeding, it didn't work.
So maybe you're not supposed to say it like just bidet, because that sounds so like French or something. You need to scream it.
You need to make it more American.
Yeah, it's more Bruce Willis. Yeah. Things are exploding.
Just add motherfucker to it. It's a bidet, motherfucker.
Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah, man. Bidet, motherfucker. Which sounds like you're saying good day, motherfucker.
Almost. It's like if Samuel Jackson had a broken jaw.
Yeah,
bidet, motherfucker.
No, that's the French Samuel L. Jackson. Can you imagine a black French Samuel L. Jackson?
I'd still
Which
be terrified
I guess he'd
of.
Have to be black, because that'd be a strange thing to change. He wouldn't really be Samuel L. Jackson if he was like white.
He'd just be Bruce Willis at that point.
Well, they're both bald, I guess.
Yeah,
so
they're both bald. They both swear.
They both say motherfucker a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What the fuck?
They've both been in Tarantino films.
They have been. They definitely have been.
Get your shit straight.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to get my shit sprayed off with my bidet. Jesus Christ. Okay. Are we done subjecting the people to this? We're an hour deep.
Deep in bidet conversations?
Deep in bidet conversations. So, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about it a little bit last week. We're looking at adding some segments back and kind of setting this up a little bit more like our podcast used to look like. A little more organization. We just weren't prepared for it this week. We sort of... layout and getting all of the arrangement kind of figured out was sort of more of a priority. So next week, next week we'll start to reintroduce that. And we're getting damn close to being ready for in-person guests, I think.
Hell yeah. We just need guests.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've got them. Like, I don't think that's the problem. But part of it is, like, there's a little bit more of the layout that I think that we need to tweak. And
yeah, this table was a little bit bulkier than we thought. So we kind of need to clean up a little bit more.
Yeah, we got to move a few more bikes and stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of ins, a lot of outs.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, hey, like, it's an ever-evolving process. This, I think, is podcast number 36, which...
Wow, have we done that many?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that... I'm trying to think. So we did this during the Rona.
You mean to tell me we went 35 conversations without talking about each other's buttholes? That's rather impressive, wow, I feel. Wow,
that's true. This is the first butthole chat.
I feel like we should have a board on the back that's
just a picture of a butthole?
No. Like, they had the accident-free workplace for so many days. Like, we could have, like, podcasts without butthole conversation for so many
So many now podcasts. It's starting at zero.
Yeah, now it's at zero. Now it's at zero.
Okay.
But it was at 35.
Well, there's going to eventually, it's not going to go too far because I am getting that the toilet installed, which will... have a bidet on it.
Well, yeah, we'll have a whole segment on that.
And then we'll again be talking about buttholes. And I feel like it's probably going to keep coming up.
We should almost do a YouTube video on the bidet.
On the bidet, like how it works. You know, when it's brand new, I could probably like drink out of it. I could hold a cup and I could have it like do the spray. What and else look could up. It
do a whole conversation on what else can you use it for?
What else can you use a bidet for?
Fill up your Keurig.
Yeah, I mean, you could do like the saline nasal spray. You just have a little like tube attached to it, and I mean, I'm sure that's not going to give you like germs in your brain or anything.
Oh, you got shit in your eyes?
Yeah, you want pink eye? Yeah. God damn, this went downhill.
Yes,
it was never uphill in the first place. No,
it's been a bit of a shit show.
Hey, we can clean that off with the bidet. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. I love the fact that like we have a very consistent audience. We don't have a big audience, but we've got a consistent group of people that listen. We've got both viewers on YouTube, and we've also got we get the data from like the Spotify and Anchor and stuff like that, and it's awesome to see that like it's a slow growth, but the people are actually like listening.
Somebody cares.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Which is amazing considering there are literally, I think, a million podcasts now. There's an insane figure now. Like the pandemic, everybody was just like, well, I'm bored. I guess I'm going to start a podcast because I think people want to listen to me, which we're no different.
Yeah.
So I thank all of you for listening. Again, next week, we're going to start with a little bit more organization, I think, and bring back.
Yeah, I think we need that.
A little bit of segments, but the same level of insane rambling that we have.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those, I think it's going to be, we'll have like our three or four main topics, but don't be surprised if we don't get to all three or four because we just get stuck on one for an hour.
So one that I really want us to bring back is like the marketplace, whether it's Craigslist or it's Facebook Marketplace or like sale kind of things, because that was always so fun. We came across a homemade submarine.
Yeah,
that was insane. Super cool.
That's freaking nuts. And yeah. I think we need to expand that just maybe a tad more, and it doesn't have to be transportation oriented, like just simply what cool shit can we find on Facebook Marketplace that's just
weird shit that's for sale. Definitely. Yeah, used
bidets.
Exactly. Yep. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us for yet another Brews of the Dudes podcast. I think we've been doing this for how long?
Well, this is number 36.
We lost a handful. We've lost quite a few weeks, so we've got to be getting close to a year. Yeah. Let's figure out when it's been exactly a year that we've been doing this.
Probably missed it, knowing our luck.
I don't know. Maybe. Let's figure that out. And then once we hit 1 year, we'll acknowledge it.
Yeah. We'll give like the fifth person a free high five or something.
We've got a duffel bag. We've got a Optral welding duffel bag. Are you able to grab that?
Not without getting up.
No shit. It's 15 feet that way. God damn it. I got it.
You sit your ass down.
Okay. So we've got an Optrill, which is a welding brand, a welding helmet brand duffel bag. So why don't we give this thing away for the 1 year, whenever we figure out what 1 year has been, podcasts. The first person to comment on the video gets this. I don't know. What should they comment?
I have no clue.
All right. There we go. We'll block my face because that's probably for the best. So there you go. Sweet duffel bag.
Yep.
You can throw a welding helmet in it.
Tools.
Bodies. It's dirty now.
Oh, no. You got it fucked up.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Peace be the journey.
Peace be the journey.
Cool runnings.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck off. Goodbye.